cuando se defiende España como la defienden falangistas, requetes y soldados, hay una raza y hay un pueblo.
I've been in Spain for many months now, since this country divided into two parts. Spain was immersed in the same grave political and social conflict that the world is now suffering from, and it has led to this appalling war. In the summer of 1936, a group of military officers rose up against the Republican government. The army, like the rest of the country, split in two, supporting two political factions that could never be reconciled. In those early days, the lack of weapons and resources was made up for with enthusiasm and the certitude of victory. It was a time of inflammatory speeches and proclamations.
El camarada Durruti, vuestra presencia en este meeting y mi presencia en esta tribuna debe mostrar claramente que la CNT y la FAI son fuerzas que aumentan con la represión y son más solidarias en la adversidad.
Todos contra la reacción, todos contra el fascismo, un solo frente, una sola unión, hombro con hombro, unidos todos hasta acabar con el enemigo.
During this war, there have been innumerable acts of bravery, heroism and commitment from soldiers of both sides. A journalist colleague told me that Spanish soldiers consider themselves to be the best infantry in the world, thanks to their fearless attitude and sacrifice. When asked which is second best infantry, they reply, "That one opposite." What's more, all the world powers have their eyes on Spain and are sending weapons and soldiers to one side or another according to their political convictions. It's as if they all want to try out their new military tactics and methods on this torn, destroyed country.
A ese heroísmo tiene que corresponder la retaguardia vibrando, animando al centinela, animando al combatiente.
This cruel war is having an effect on me, and I can only repeat what the Spanish poet said a century ago. Here lies half of Spain, the other half died. But I also feel surprised, particularly when I visit the frontline trenches with my camera on a calm day when one soldier sits playing a guitar and someone on the other side replies with a song. After witnessing so much horror, I can only hope for one thing, that the sacrifice of these people is not in vain, and that a war like this one may never happen again.
En el día de hoy, cautivo y desarmado el Ejército Rojo, han alcanzado las tropas nacionales sus últimos objetivos militares. La guerra ha terminado. Burgos, 1 de abril de 1939, año de la victoria.
Habla Radio España Independiente, estación pirenaica.
Con la familia, con la familia.